used to gather in my family, friends, and everyone used to cut the cake and all those things. There was a time in my journey when my dad had lost the job and we were struggling financially. So I still remember there was one birthday party when I was in school. I think I was in 8th or 9th standard or something. And I really didn't had the money to celebrate the birthday and everything. So we didn't celebrate it that day, that year. But my father gave me 100 bucks at that point. And I remember that Chinese food had just come to India. So I took a couple of my very close friends and we went to like a Chinese stall. And we ate like in that 100 bucks also a good amount of fried rice, noodles and everything. So that is one of the birthday that I still remember is when there was a financial crunch also, it was my dad who made sure that I enjoy that day, which is like the important day in my life. So that's one birthday that I always remember. After that, I think I understood the value of money. And then I think when it was just when I started earning, I again lost the track. And that's when the birthdays became very wild. It was like late night parties and everything. But then again, when that card maxed out and I was just paying the minimum amount of bill for a year, I was like, okay, this is not what I really want in my life. Okay, I want that calmness, or in Hindi we say that thairav, right? I wanted that in my life. So then I started, the spiritual journey somehow began. So one of my managers in one of my organizations, he introduced me to spirituality, to be very honest. And that's where the spirituality took place in me. That's where I think meditation and yoga and everything was bought in me. So when I started doing that, I found out that birthdays or any parties, it's not all about like